business today operates in a sea of data. Phone calls, email, faxes, and express mail all provide fragmented communication. To stay productive, you need a way to simplify communication, allowing you to work with others, to collaborate on projects, and make the best use of your time. ShareVision's family of ShareView products provide you with powerful tools to improve the way you communicate. Let's take a look. Picasso was born on October 25th, 1881, in Malaga, Spain. He was the first son of an artist, José Ruiz, and Maria Picasso. Rather than adopt the common name Ruiz, the young Picasso took the rarer name of his mother. At the age of 14, an artistic prodigy, Picasso completed the one-month qualifying examination of the Academy of Fine Arts in Barcelona in one day. The Quadrunner 500 is more versatile than ever. It now features new two-wheel or four-wheel drive selectability. At the flip of a lever, you can choose two-wheel drive for light steering and maximum maneuverability, or four-wheel drive for tougher terrain. Either way, you take advantage of the Quadrunner 500's advanced 5-speed transmission with reverse, which also features a 2-speed sub-transmission, giving you a gear for virtually every situation. You've heard of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. The inventor of the breakfast cereal W.K. Kellogg was one of the people whose health reforms in the 1800s led to the founding of our medical center almost 40 years later. Those reforms began at Battle Creek Sanitarium, built in 1866. It was here that Kellogg and his physician brother John Harvey Kellogg worked to advocate a common sense approach to healthy living. Rebelling against the medical quackery of the day, they urged people to eat nutritiously, get plenty of rest, exercise, and set aside time for relaxation and reflection. When did we stop asking, what if? When did we lose the power to dream of doing something we'd never seen done before? And more importantly, how do we get it back? If we are to grow, we must once again become the overachieving youngster we once were. We must empower every individual. And we must hold the belief firm that everybody, everybody, innovates.